So I decided to start with the love songs because a lot of people really like them.
Suzanne Vega's new album, Close Up Volume 1, Love Songs, is full of stripped-down reworkings of her songs. Most of them aren't what you'd think of as love songs, but if you take a closer listen, it's there. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Suzanne Vega's been making thoughtful and literate folk pop music since her eponymous debut in 1985. And she's stayed faithful to that voice since then, even as she's explored dance and pop sounds. Suzanne's latest project is taking her explorations in another direction, though, into the past. And she's working on recording a four-part series of themed albums reinterpreting her songs. All the way back to the beginning, stripped-down style. She's just released the first of these with the theme of love songs, a surprisingly complicated category when you look at Suzanne's body of work. But Suzanne told FUV's Claudia Marshall that at least in the case of her early song, Marlena on the Wall, it's not that hard to figure out.
It was written for a guy that I was kind of in love with for a minute. That qualifies, as far as I'm concerned. The first line is, even if I am in love with you.
Right.
So the fact that the rest of the song is about all these other things, you know, conflict, destiny, struggle with yourself, whatever, it's what I consider to be a love song. I have to say, I think the love songs, the ones that I call love songs, are unconventional. I was thinking actually of calling the collection Unconventional Love Songs by Suzanne Vega, but my husband said that was redundant.
Even if I am in love with you, all this to say, what's it to you? Drops of blood, the rose tattoo of the fingerprints on me from you. Other evidence has shown that you and I are still lonely. You skirt around the danger zone, don't talk about it later. Marlena watches from the wall. Mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. I think it's called my destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall.
Talk to me a little bit about the decision to really re-record some of these songs. Why these songs? Why right now?
I'm actually recording almost my entire catalog.
I know.
Not everything, but most of the songs that I like and that the audience likes that they've responded to over the years. I've been performing a lot. I perform live. And so I wanted to re-record them with a more intimate instrumentation, the way I perform live. And I wanted to own the masters, basically.
Yeah.
So
to have the rights of your songs.
Yeah, to have them and to be able to put them out and share them with the audience and remix them if I want later on and whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of music lovers aren't aware that artists don't necessarily own their own records.
Yeah, you don't. In fact, most people don't.
Yeah.
At least those of us who started recording, you know, back in the 80s. Things have changed since then. There's been quite a few artists like Ani DiFranco and Amy Mann, you know, who have kind of pioneered that sort of movement, if you want to think of it that way. But back then when I got a record deal, you didn't even think about it.
The reproach on your daughter's most beautiful face made me wonder just how she could know of that something that happened between you and me. So much more than a long time ago. Her mother, I can see, lives within her still. Cause she looked at me with her eyes. Though I had only just met her right then, I feel that she peeled back my guilty disguise.
Suzanne Vega live with Song in Red and Gray and Marlena on the Wall. Her latest collection is Close Up Volume 1, Love Songs. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online, anytime, at WFUV.org.